Hello, people. Welcome to episode 19 of Shut Up and Listen. I'm Jeff.
I'm Brandon. It's actually episode 18.
Is it?
Yeah.
You just told me, too.
I sure did. I'm going to talk in this accent all night tonight, if you don't mind.
Sure, whatever.
Nah, I couldn't do that. I'd probably bash my head through the wall after 5 minutes or so.
So, I skipped an episode, but, you know, whatever.
I guess we could have lied and people would have been frantic looking for episode 18.
Yeah.
Where is it? Why can't we find it? Ah! I'm sure that would happen. Streets would go mad. Rioting, looting.
Fires.
Yeah, fires. Murders.
I'm a little under the weather. Everyone in my family's got this bad cold.
Ebola.
Yeah.
Should have made you wear a mask or something.
Like the Chinese do.
Exactly. I was at the hospital the other day doing some work and saw a bunch of them. Which I guess, you know, at a hospital maybe. I guess you could kind of let it go. But walking down the streets of downtown with them on, that's a little too much.
Yeah. So, yeah. Here's the most important question of the night. What do you drink?
I was going to say it's 5 inches, but really thick. I went with the vodka Red Bull tonight, so, you know, it'll get my heart rate going and probably kill me, so, you know.
All right.
We'll see.
Just so you know, I'll take your wallet when you die.
Yeah, there's nothing good in the wallet. Everything's in my front pocket, so enjoy reaching down there.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Yep. So, what do we have going on tonight? I've got Grind My Gears.
Ooh, I got some of those.
I've got 2 open letters. 3.
Oh.
I'll give you a choice.
Oh, yeah. I love choices.
Got Dr. Jeff, and I've got something I'm just going to call one of my biggest pet peeves.
Oh, man. So, this one, extra grind your gears.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the 2 open letters, one's about this, how can I put this? The smelly dude I work with.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And the other one is about Seal, the musician.
Okay. What's the third one?
Dating websites.
Ooh. Yeah, I thought about listing off some of those dating websites from the other day. Maybe we could do that and it would. Okay. All right. I've got my choices. So whenever the opportunity presents itself.
All right.
I've got my choices. So it's a new year. Did you make any resolutions?
Yep, I'm going to make the sex as much as possible.
See, one of mine is actually to make the sex a little less than usual. You know, keep it in the double digits per week.
Okay, well, that's nice of me.
Instead of in the hundreds.
I like to spread my joy.
Yeah. Your seed.
That just is dirty. I don't know why.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I just had to make that awkward. Yeah, I didn't do anything for New Year's Eve.
I fell asleep before midnight, mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I watched Netflix and hung out with the Doge Maverick. He was in studio.
I had to work at 7 this morning, but the good news is...
Yep, there he is. He's in the studio.
The good news is I'm off the next 10 days.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, not me. I'm off tomorrow, but I'll definitely have to go back to work on Monday.
I'm just so damn tired, man.
Well, and you're sick, so that doesn't help.
Yeah.
That is the worst, though, being sick on your time off.
Yeah.
This kind of ruins it. But
I did see an awesome guy today.
Yes, I like that picture. Did he have... I couldn't tell very well from the picture, but it looked like he had an awesome porn stash.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he just came from doing some porn.
And he had a... I didn't get a picture, but he had a... His shirt was, like, all the way down to here, and he had this huge tattoo of I don't know what the hell it was.
Nice. I fully expected it to be, like, him to have a gold chain and the super hairy chest.
It may have been Sharpie hair on his chest.
Nice.
He came in like nothing was, like, he wasn't dressed fucking weird.
Hey, I'm a fan. Well, that's funny. Yeah, I rather enjoyed that picture. Should have invited him. He could have been on the show tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably would have tried to sexually molest you and me.
And maybe the dog, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe after I finish my vodka Red Bull, loosen
after
things
a few
up.
Drinks, you never know.
Loosen things up.
I mean, it is the 70s, right?
Yeah.
It is episode 19, right?
That is true. We're 18.
Exactly.
Whichever. We're going to lose count at some point, you know, so.
Yeah. No one really cares anyway.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, I just want to hear it. I don't care what number it is.
Yeah.
Besides number 9, and if we get to 69, numbers don't mean anything.
Yeah. I'm adding something to my grind my gears right now.
All
right,
while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to do this a little different. I'm going to do my Dr. Jeff, and no, I did not print them out for you.
I didn't expect you to. I almost texted you earlier, but then I thought, well, all right.
You ready?
I'm done with my edit.
All right, here we go.
Dr. Jeff.
Dr. Jeff, I'm having trouble satisfying a woman. Any suggestions? Signed, cock lacking. Dear small dick, try a penis pump or midgets.
Or send her our way.
Yeah.
That would make her happy.
Dr. Jeff, I'm having issues at work with my boss. He points out everything I do wrong, but nothing I do well. What can I do? Signed, Retail Blues. Dear Retail Blues, burn his house down or punch him in the throat.
Maybe Retail Blues does nothing right.
Right?
It could be, yeah. Start doing stuff right.
Quit sucking at life. Dr. Jeff, I'm a male that likes manis, pedis, and anything Madonna or Lady Gaga has a hand in. Is that strange? Curious George. Dear fag, yes, you are strange and a gay. Madonna and Lady Gaga suck. Dr. Jeff, my wife wears the pants in the family and my buddies make fun of me when she lets me hang out with them. Help, man with troubles. Dear man card revoked, grow some balls. You sound like she fucks you every time. Next time she wants to make the sex, you get on top and take control. Or you can quit being a sensitive bitch and make fun of your buddy's back.
Yeah, take those pants off of her and tie her to the bed with them. That's what I'm talking about.
Grow some fucking balls, man.
Mm-hmm.
And my last one. Dr. Jeff, I hate Valentine's Day because I'm single every year while other people spend time with the ones they care about. Any suggestions? Signed, Lame Ass. Dear Lame Ass, ask the sock you jerk off into for a date. You'll get laid for sure.
Is it maybe that sock puppet that girl posted on the status? Maybe he could get a date with that.
Yeah, I bet it's a good time.
It looked like it. Look all nice and warm and fuzzy.
Dude, I could not believe he didn't get this.
I was cracking up. I mean, literally, I was LOLing out loud. It was just so funny. I wanted to screenshot that so bad and submit it to some website where they make fun of people like that.
Yeah, it just blows my mind, man.
It was a good Dr. Jeff entry, so I really like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks to everyone for sending in your issues
and
letting us laugh at you about them.
Yep. Especially the guy that his wife wears the pants.
No joke.
Freaking pussy.
Was it wife? Was it actually wife? Yeah. Jeez. Making us not proud, buddy. Yeah. Be a man. Come on.
Okay, I can either do my pet peeve or we can do grind some gears.
Oh, let's do grind some gears.
Okay.
I just have all grinds. I have no lubes.
Besides boobs.
Yeah, that's it. You know, new year. Might as well start it off realistically, right?
Yeah. So you start them off tonight.
All right. Here we go. I've got it's a big list for me, anyway. Cold weather. Taxes. Junk mail.
Yep.
Whiny kids.
Yep.
When someone puts baby in a corner.
Yeah.
North Korea. Draco Malfoy. Vegans. Shrinkage. Losing something. When your favorite hooker's rates go up. Ice. When autocorrect changes ice to Ive. Activists. Soft serve ice cream, painting, when someone texts hi and then nothing else for a long time, taffy, Tootsie Rolls, when my awesome pickup lines don't work, made for TV movies, the Hallmark Channel, and that no one ever roofies me no matter how often I ask them to.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
I mean, how many times do I have to order a roofie colada and actually get it? It's tragic. Oh, well. That's my list of grinds.
All right. Hopefully I didn't do any of those. I really don't know. I might have. Sounds like some shit I would say. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Pandas. Popcorn. Poop. The announcer that yells pistols firing for OSU on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpernickel. Slow drivers. Plutonium. Pickaxes. Most Facebook statuses. Staten Island. Islam. Igloos, iodine, sundials, Lou Holtz, Chicken Little, Air Pockets, Linder's Tree, Stumps, Camping Food, Jackson Brown, Big Chicks, 6:09 a.m., Cold Shoulders, Political Agendas, Richard Nixon, Pistachios, Pikachu, Jock Straps, The Smell of Pine, Not Knowing, Knitting, Pound Cake, Eye Crusties, The Name Pierre, Yarn, Radiation, the word lingo, Venezuela.
Venus Williams.
Yeah, her too. Male pattern baldness, old man balls, Harry Bush, the rodeo, the 1600s, Baltic Sea, bunks, punks, skunks, and the mumps, spreadsheets, capitalism, Nutella, Vegemite, hillbillies, Pocahontas, phlegm, wooden shoes, people that don't get it, clogged arteries, cod, frozen pizza, the real world, bad accents, outhouses, turtlenecks.
Oh, I was going to put turtlenecks on my list.
Let's see here. Ryan. Oh, when people do bad impressions of me, piglet, parole officers, when people are in denial, lame excuses, lame duck, pillow talk. I just gave you the best minute of your life. Shut the fuck up and go to sleep. You're lucky I didn't send you home.
Exactly. Exactly. Breakfast is off the table. All right, two questions.
Yes.
What is pumpernickel?
I think it's a food.
Yeah, just sounds sketchy.
Yeah.
And two, what experience did you have with old man balls that made you put that on the list?
It was a shower scene in a gym.
Oh, sounds hot.
It was hot. The old man balls kind of ruined the moment.
Oh, that's too bad. Did you drag him over your foot or something like that?
No.
You actually stepped on him?
I wouldn't have gave a shit. It wasn't my old man balls.
That's true. Yeah, so did my accent fall under horrible accents, like, in your list? It's a good thing I didn't keep doing it. Otherwise, he would have pissed you off. Oh, well.
No, you weren't serious about it.
I wasn't serious about it. I'm trying to keep my dog happy. He's very restless for some reason.
All right, you want me to do my biggest pet peeve?
Yeah. And then what, save your, or do you want to do an open letter?
I can do an open letter.
Do the stinky guy.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
All right. Okay, here we go. And I'm just going to call this guy Barbie.
Okay. Barbie?
Yeah.
It's got to be an awesome story.
Yeah. Well, his name's Ken.
Okay, there you go. Well,
<yeah. laughs> It's actually Kent, I think. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Fuck him. Yeah. Hey, Barbie. You smell like sour milk. Grape nuts, and a twinge of wet farts. You are the creepiest person I've ever met. You look like the type of person that would shoot up a place. I've never seen any emotion out of you except the one time I walked in the fitting room and you were sitting there by yourself just laughing. Having a conversation with you is like talking to a retarded chipmunk on a bad acid trip. Your hair looks like lettuce that went bad. You seem to have allergies to soap, water, deodorant, and toothpaste. You have one job to answer the phone, and you can't fucking do that right, you dumb bastard. You measured your erection, and it was 2 3/4 inches. You fucked a goldfish and it didn't even know. A cloud of dirt follows you around like pig pen. Rain avoids you. You once got a dollar and traded it for 2 quarters because 2 was more than 1. You invested money into Enron. The only nut you've busted is during an unfortunate bicycle wreck. Fuck you, sociopath. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
I need to meet this guy. Add this guy to the list of the people I want to meet at your place of work. But at least I know what his name is now, so I can just...
Yeah, it's Kent with a T.
And he has hair that looks like rotten lettuce.
Yep.
That should be the dead giveaway.
And if you see the dust around him like pigpen.
Hey. Stench. I'm trying to think. When I worked there, if there were as many people that I could have written...
Bet there was.
I'd have to think. Hey. I could probably name 5 quickly. But other than that, I have to really think hard, which, yeah. You know, I don't like thinking hard.
Yeah.
Thinking hard, but not thinking hard to want my brain to smoke.
Yeah.
All right, so is the pet peeve thing, is it like a story, or are you just going to...
It's pretty much an open letter. It's okay. A rant.
Gotcha.
One of my biggest pet peeves is being ignored.
Oh, me too. Ooh.
There's nobody I know that is that damn busy that can't text or call. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Friend or person you're interested in. Either one. Doesn't matter. Pisses me off the same.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone is feeling guilty right now, it's probably you. If it offends you, allow me to clarify something. Fuck you. Oh, shit. I think I broke my eardrum. Just one of them, though. Okay, and this is a bit, I mean, this is kind of the same area, but I'm going to give all the single, lonely guys out there some advice. All
right, there you go.
I've learned a lot about friend zones in the last few years through personal experience or, you know, just talking with other dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And don't be nice to a chick if you want to be involved with them.
Apparently not.
Don't ask how they're doing. Strictly be flirtatious and try to bang them in the vagina. Look around and you'll see chicks dating douchebags all over. I'm not saying be a douche. Just don't care about their feelings or needs.
Yeah.
comes to a point where you need to man up. Mm. I don't care if this offends anyone. Mm. If you don't like it, then you can jump in some quicksand and I'll watch you sink with a rope long enough to save you. But just look and give you the double barrel birds.
Double freedom rockets.
Yeah. Do I have issues? Yeah, but does that mean I'm wrong? Sure in the hell doesn't. I'm even more done than I already was caring. You should be too. I'm not gonna have any more opposite sex friends. It's either we're fucking or I'm trying to fuck. Other than that, I don't care. As far as just friends go, if you matter to them, then they will contact you or return text or call. If they don't, then fuck them too. You should only have time for someone that makes time for you. Also, fuck Oprah, fuck Sean Penn, and political correctness.
Oh, yes. And Tim Robbins.
Yeah, that guy.
Susan Sarandon. Yep. I don't know.
Her too.
Everyone that's in the, what is it, on the Team America? Something Actors Guild, Famous Actors Guild or whatever.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, being ignored. And like, okay, if you don't want to, if someone doesn't want to talk, just say, I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Have a good reason. Yes, but the I'm busy is such a convenient excuse. Oh, I've been busy. Oh, me too. And guess what? I found the time.
Yeah. How long does it take to write, hey, how you doing? I'm pretty busy, but just thought I'd, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I could go on a rant also, but we'd be here for 2 hours.
Oh, well. Only other thing I have, and I think I want to do the dating website.
All right. You could do that. You want me to list a few dating websites that I've found?
Sure.
Recently, put this out there just in case anyone's interested. They can Google these on the interwebs. You've got the Mullet Passions, 100% free dating and social network for singles sporting a mullet. You might be interested in that one, Jeff.
Yep.
Positive Singles, stay positive, find love, support and hope. Number one community for STD dating and support. There you go. Yeah, you're not alone. The UglyBugBall.com, dating for the aesthetically average. And this couple that are on there, I mean, are they both women or...
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Women behind bars.
Yeah.
Become a ray of hope in someone's life. You can make a difference.
You know what? And they'd be more willing to do a threesome because they're probably a lesbo.
Exactly. This is another one of Jeff's favorite. Clown dating. Everyone loves...
Fuck no.
Everyone, listen to this tagline. Everybody loves a clown. Let a clown love you.
I think that's why everyone hates clowns.
This one, this is more up Cordell's alley. The Adult Baby Diaper Lover and Age Playground. Daily Diapers is the premier... Oh, Daily Diapers is the name of the website. Premier community for adult babies, diaper lovers, big kids, mommies, and daddies.
That disturbs me in so many different ways.
I think I'm on this one. Darwin Dating. Online dating minus ugly people. Online dating for beautiful people. So there's that one. And then also this one. Date Abroad. Attractive Girls Travel Free. So there you go.
All right.
Miss Travel is the name of it. Miss Travel. So there you go.
All right.
Now tell us your response to these.
All right. This always reminds me of Miss Memphis because I know she hates when people talk to objects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dear dating websites, what the hell? You talk about percentages of couples that get married. What's the percentage of a divorce within 5 years? All the people that I've met that have married from the dating website are divorced now. Why don't you just call it I'm trying to fuck site instead of dating?
Exactly.
Everyone lies on that shit and puts up false pictures. You see a picture of an attractive woman and hit on her, but when you finally meet her, she looks like a mix between Rosie O'Donnell and Kevin Spacey. A dude puts a picture of himself 10 years ago when he didn't have that extra 70 pounds and started balding like an eagle. Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm 6'4", own a mansion, drive a BMW, work in the entertainment business, don't have a bald spot, net worth $40 million, good friends with celebrities, and have a 15-inch wiener that can fuck for 15 hours straight because I'm in great shape from doing marathons, yoga, and MMA. I also saved a puppy and a baby from a burning house and kicked a bear's ass in a fight. That'd be mine.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, actually.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on the sites. Meetblackpeople.com. Why can't white people be on it? If there was a meetwhitepeople.com, it would be racist and Al Sharpton would be calling for action to be taken. But I forgot, black people can't be racist.
It's true.
But we know that's bullshit. I've known plenty of racist black people. Farmersonly.com. Yeah, I want a chick that bales hay and dips Copenhagen and shovels shit. Sounds like a good time. Reality check. Those sites are bullshit. Hey, dating sites, go punch yourself in the nuts or tits. This is Jeff signing off with go fuck yourself.
I totally expected you to bring up the chicks with the, where all of her pictures are from the neck up.
Oh, yeah, because she's a fat ass. She's got like that witch doctor voodoo head that's really small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have.
Normal size head.
Fucking huge body.
That's horrible. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I forgot about the farmersonly.com.
Yeah.
Get you a good billy goat.
Yeah, I'd rather fuck a billy
goat. That's funny. Goodness. Man, dating. It's horrible. It's dumb. It's
well, wild. Just take my advice and be a total prick to chicks.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I need a lot of money. So I can just be like, oh, she just wants you for your money. I'm like, okay.
She's not getting a half, so.
Yeah, I'm just paying for a cab ride home. That's it. Yeah,
I'm not even doing that. I'm locking the fucking door. She can find her own way home.
Might give her clothes, too.
Yeah, I'll give them to her. They'll be wet. It'll be cold outside. Have fun putting them on, biatch.
Yep. Fun on those heels. Yeah. Horrible. We're horrible people. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. Don't care.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Hope you've all made your resolutions to get in shape and stop smoking.
And buy that treadmill. It'll be a clothes hanger in a few weeks.
Hanging your laundry on it pretty soon, and you'll stop smoking for 2 days and
still be a fat ass smoker.
Yep. And you'll still be eating, you know, Burger King for lunch every day.
Yep.
That bag of broccoli you got will rot pretty soon, I'm sure. Yep. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry to kill your dreams.
Sorry to bring the realism to your life.
Yep. Yep. Same thing's gonna happen that happened last year.
Yep.
Too bad. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to say? Everyone knows to check the Facebook web zone. Pass it around. Go ahead and get in the mood of just forcing people to like it. You know, threaten them. Threaten to steal their car if they don't like the website. Anything like that. You know, whatever works.
Burn their house down.
We don't care how you convince them. Just convince them. So, yeah. But yeah, do that. Submit your Dr. Jeff entries, questions, advice. No matter what it is, we will probably spin it, so no big deal. Other than that, what else did we miss?
Go get your kids spayed or neutered. We've got enough dumbasses in this world.
That's true. We've talked about some of them tonight.
Yep.
And don't forget that 90% of the hands you shake have been used for masturbation.
All right, we'll catch you for the real episode 19 next time.
Maybe.
Later.
See ya.